From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited today the heavily armed Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, dividing North and South Korea. Afterwards, Tillerson met with South Korea's acting president, Wang Yo-an, and expressed Washington's unwavering support for all of its Asian allies, including South Korea. Tillerson also urged the international community to denounce North Korea's nuclear program.
We call on other regional powers and all nations to join us in demanding the North Korean government choose a better path and a different future for its people. The United States is committed to supporting the defense of our allies, and we will continue to develop a comprehensive set of capabilities to counter the growing North Korean ballistic missile threat.
Prior to arriving in Seoul, Tillerson was in Japan for talks with the country's leaders. The final leg of his Asian tour will be in China, where the agenda includes meeting with the president, Xi Jinping. Syria says it has shot down an Israeli military jet and hit another. Israel, however, says all of its aircraft returned safely after conducting airstrikes on several targets in Syria Friday morning. Israel did not say what was targeted, but Syria says Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra in what Damascus described as an act of aggression that aided the Islamic State. A White House spokesman has confirmed that the Trump administration plans to appeal rulings from two federal judges blocking the president's revised travel ban on people from six Muslim-majority countries. The Trump administration says the travel order is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The White House is continuing to stand by President Trump's claim that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign without offering any evidence. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer quoted Fox News coverage suggesting the British government might be implicated in the alleged wiretapping.
Last on Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement, quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ.
The two top members of the Senate Intelligence Committee released a statement declaring there is no indication that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by the U.S. government before or after the 2016 election. German Chancellor Angela Merkel meets today with President Trump at the White House, where both leaders will be navigating criticism waged at the other. Before the election, Trump said Merkel's acceptance of refugees was, in his words, a catastrophic mistake, and he accused her of, in his words again, ruining Germany. Merkel has been critical of Trump's refugee and immigration travel bans, which have been blocked by U.S. courts. Somali pirates have released a hijacked oil tanker and its eight-member Sri Lankan crew without any conditions or ransom payments. The release followed a gunfight between the pirates and the Marine Force, and then intensive negotiations between the Marine Force clan leaders and the pirates. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that the Navy of Somali's Puntland region intercepted a boat it believed was bringing food to gunmen who were holding the Aris 13 and its crew. The ship was hijacked Monday by gunmen and two skiffs off the coast of Somalia as it traveled to Djibouti to Mogadishu carrying fuel and gas. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 42 people have been killed and many more wounded in an air attack on a mosque and rebel-held village in northern Syria. The mosque was packed with worshippers for evening prayers where many were wounded, while a number of other remained trapped in the collapsed mosque. The observatory said it was unable to determine whose planes carried out the raid. And Iraqi forces on Thursday continued their advance in western Mosul, reaching the outskirts of a historic mosque where Islamic State was declared in 2014. Iraqi military leaders reported fierce battles with Islamic fighters near the Grand Mosque of al-Nuri. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.